younger me, you have no idea what those five busy children will give to your life. Invest in them more than you did.
And if I was to tell a younger me, I think what I'd tell myself is to remember that everybody I meet is an image bearer of God and deserving of respect and honor.
If I could speak to my younger self right now, I would say, obey God. He has the best intentions for your life.
Amen. Hey, listen, what would you tell? One thing you would tell a younger self, if you could today, one thing you would share with yourself, if you could go back when you were a younger person, what one thing would you share? We'd love to have you call in if you're on Facebook. By the way, Facebook Live, welcome you all. Y'all, sound like I'm from the South, right? Welcome you all. Nice to have you here. You can post your one thing you would tell yourself below, or you can call 888-888-1717. Amy's taking calls today. Thank you, Amy. 888-888-1717. We'd love to hear from you. One thing you would tell your younger self. Let me see. What would I tell my younger self? Bunch of things. For sure that leisure suits would never last. That'd be one thing for sure. But seriously, you know, this is a serious topic because many of you are trapped today emotionally because lies that you told yourself and things that happened when you were younger continue to kind of infiltrate your life and your thinking and your emotions. If you could go back and tell yourself one thing, what would it be? 888-888-1717. Sounds familiar because the idea for this show really came up after hearing the Bart Millard Mercy Me song. And he talked a little bit about why he wrote this song. And I think it kind of sets the stage of why we're doing this. I want you to hear it. And then we're going to start listening to a lot of people who shared with us one thing that they would tell a younger self.
I came from a broken home, and my dad was incredibly abusive to me until he came to know Christ later in life. Through this whole thing, I've said more than once that, man, if I knew then what I knew now, how would things be different? And so I had this idea of writing a song called Dear Younger Me. And I had the idea long before I was actually brave enough to start writing it, because I didn't know where I would go. What I talk about, it wasn't your fault when your parents split up when you were three. Is it, you shouldn't have thought you had to try harder, and that's why your dad beat you so badly. I just didn't know where to go with a song. It's like, how heavy do you go? And how much are you willing to say? And so what's funny is the song ended up being half the song is me trying to figure out what to say to myself. It's like, you know, do I go here? Do I go there? I started writing this whole thing about what am I going to say? And then kind of the peak moment is just to stop and say, it's just not your fault.
Dear younger me, it's not your fault. If I knew then what I know now, would have not been hard to figure out what I would have changed if I had heard.
Dear younger me, if I had heard that truth, when dear younger me, what difference would it have made in your life today? If I knew then what I know now, boy, that's a great question to ask yourself. Not that we want to linger in the past, by the way. The only reason we're doing this show here today and throwing this out is because we want to move forward. You know, in my book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, it's all about being able to deal with the past so we can move forward into the future. But if we don't stop sometimes and think about, wow, if I could go back and tell a younger self one thing, what would it be? Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717. This is the second part of the show. Yesterday, we talked about this, and we had a ton of people call and share with us their one thing. And I want to share a few of those with you, and then we're going to get you on as well as you give us a call. Let's start first in Michigan.
Hi, my name is Lisa from Michigan, and what I would tell my younger me is that it wasn't necessary to try to fit in with the crowd. And I needed to trust God more instead of turning to alcohol to solve problems. I started drinking in my late 20s, and I am finally almost 7 months sober as of today. And I am 53, so it took me a while to get there. But I know today in the bottom of my heart that I am walking with God. I'm right where He wants me to be, and life could not be better.
That's fantastic. Listen, that's a good warning, Lisa, for others, but I want to congratulate you that you're saying, hey, I'm done with it, and here's the direction I'm taking. I'm being intentional in my life. No more being hijacked emotionally and otherwise in my life. Good for you. Let's go to Martha in New Mexico. What's your one thing you tell younger self?
Growing up up, I lived a horrible childhood, and it affected my life negatively. I felt like I wasn't good enough, but I would tell myself that I'm a good person. I am pretty. I am smart. Don't believe or accept the negative things people say about me. And also, I would say to myself, my life may not be good right now, but one day it's going to be or get better. And the way I would live intentionally is to tell myself and remind myself that I am worthy because God believes and says I'm worthy and I do deserve something good.
Mm. Hey, listen, what you're doing is following a passage in Philippians 4:8 where it says, whatever things are true, whatever things are right and admirable and praiseworthy, think on those things. And now we can't necessarily tell ourselves one thing that's going to become a reality. We don't know. Ultimately, we're in God's hands. But here's a fact. Satan will love to get into your head and use your thinking to bring you down. Don't let it happen. Let me get Robert on here from Arizona. Robert, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's one thing you would tell a younger Robert?
Well, if I had a younger me, what I would love to tell him would be that God is stronger than mess. And no matter the hurt, it would never change. Even sometimes as I keep moving forward, I run into situations where I'll find mess on the floor or pipe. And thank God of the strength and resurrection of power, I could, in the death situation in my life, he has shown me that he has paid the price that I can walk away from mess and be free. And I just remember and just want to share that no matter what you're hurting, mess will never make it better, but God will.
Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Robert, you said it well. Thank you, my friend. You can join in. What's one thing that you would tell a younger self if you knew then what you know now? And here's the deal. We're not going to live in the past, but you know what? You're going to help someone who's living today to hear something you share that may change their life, thinking, wow, they've been through it. We learn from each other. That's intentional living. Come and join us on Facebook Live. You're welcome to post right there or call 888-888-1717. More in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If it's been a while since you and your spouse had a fun night out, join Dr. Randy Carlson for laughter and inspiration at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night.
On our first date, I took Donna to the football game. It's outside. She leans over to me and says, Randy, my hands are cold. I say, why don't you sit on it? My goal is to help you see today that you can go from where you are today to love and respect.
The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, and November 16th in Tucson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
What do your early childhood memories reveal about who you are today? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I wrote a couple books about childhood memories, including Father Memories. And here's what we've learned about memories. The way you remember things today reveals who you are today. It's like a picture of how you see life. So if your childhood memories are hurtful and difficult, can I encourage you to do this one thing? Don't forgive and forget, because I don't think you can forget totally. But forgive and remember. Remember God's love for you, God's peace for you, God's forgiveness, and God's grace in your life. When we remember the right things, it'll change those memories in a healthy direction. Intentional living is about our thinking, our emotions, and our behavior. Do this one thing, and it'll change your life intentionally.
Find out more about freedom from hijacked emotions at theintentionallife.com/book.
And I hope you will. We want to autograph a book, get it to you. Thank you for joining in support as a monthly member or increasing that support. We appreciate it. It helps us do what we do here. You heard the promo for the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Date Night and that little story about dating Donna when I was a teenager and asking her to sit on her hands when she said her hands were cold. Now, that is a dear younger me little story, right, Rob? Don't do that. But she saw potential and we married anyway. Now, many years later, she is the love of my life. And together, we're going to be at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Nights, just celebrating with you what marriage is about. I'm going to be sharing the 10 things, the great habits, 10 habits that can change your marriage. We're going to have fun. We have a long, just a time to laugh and be together. Mesa, Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, Mesa and Glendale. That's the Phoenix area, of course. November 8th, November 9th. You pick the evening at the Living Word Bible Church or at the Glendale Church of the Nazarene. Come and bring some other couples with you. And then the following weekend, Saturday, November 16th, at the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene in the Tucson area. Tickets available today. We kept them reasonably priced just to cover our expenses associated basically with an event like this. So thank you for coming on out and being a part of this. We will look forward to seeing you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We got people calling. Get to those. Ann from New Mexico called us yesterday and left a comment on our line about her younger self, one thing she would tell herself.
Hi, my name is Ann from Rio Rancho. And what I would tell my younger self, if I could, is to learn early how to manage your money. Money is to be managed, and we're supposed to be good stewards of it. It's not for free spending and then having to pay the piper.
Wow. There's a story there, but that's the truth. That's intentional with your money for sure. Robert is on the line in Michigan. Robert, thank you for your call.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. What's your one thing for telling a younger self?
Well, I would say be careful who you trust.
Mm.
And also, it is all right to do things for other people. Go out of your way and help other people. That is a very good thing to do while you're young.
What I heard is two things there. I heard the trusting other people, but also helping other people. There's a balance there, isn't there? Understanding
there
what's
is.
Going on, isn't there?
Be careful who you trust, and do go out of your way to do things for other people.
Yeah.
That is a good thing.
I agree with you totally, my friend. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Michelle in Michigan. Michelle, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. What's one thing you would say to a younger Michelle?
I would say it's not your fault.
Hmm. So you've been beating yourself up over a lot of years?
I did for a long time, absolutely. I was sexually assaulted my first year of college.
Oh.
And really just struggled with blaming myself because I was someplace I shouldn't have been in the first place.
Yeah, so you took responsibility for something you weren't responsible for.
Absolutely.
Have you found freedom from that now?
I have.
That's good. All right, that's a good reminder. In fact, in my book, when we talk about hijacked emotions, I think, Michelle, you kind of illustrate your emotions been hijacked over those years. And at some point, you really experienced the freedom that God intended for you to have in that journey.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like you got some precious ones there, too.
Yes, I do. And I'm teaching her.
That's fantastic.
She has joy in the Lord. She was listening to the radio earlier with her hands raised and dancing.
Good for her. Well, I'm glad she's enjoying the programming and the music on the radio, Michelle. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, he does. Hey, listen, you know, Michelle reminds us that Satan loves to trap us. And the reason we're doing a show like this, you know, about Dear Younger Me, is for those of us who've been down the road a little bit, looking back, maybe we can share one thing today that'll help you experience freedom in your life. And ultimately, that's what our intention is when it comes to our relationship with Christ. You want to join in? You can get through. 888-888-1717.
I would say, dear younger self, you're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. But God's mercy and grace are there for you just for the asking. So just remember to lean on Him through everything you go through because it's just going to make you stronger.
My big piece of advice would be to embrace my uniqueness. Stop wasting time looking at celebrity hype, the things you should look like, act like, types of shoes to wear, clothes to wear. It was all such a waste of time, and it took me years upon years to unbury who I really was. So probably the recovery time ended up being close to my 40s before I really started to embrace my own uniqueness. It comes back to the fact of I didn't want to be me because everybody was pushing me to be somebody else.
Yeah, hey, good for you to find that freedom. Sometimes it takes until you're in 40s or 50s. You may be in your 60s before you find that kind of freedom. But listen, don't give up on the freedom that God has for you from some of these hijacked experiences in your life, emotionally and otherwise. We started yesterday and the lines have been busy. We got a lot of comments. We're going to try to get to as many calls as possible with a simple question. What's one thing you would tell a younger self, dear younger me? You're welcome to give us a call, 888-888-1717, or on Facebook Live today. You can post like Josie did. She said, don't lie to get your way. It's not worth it. It will only bring more problems and a lot of regret. There's a story there, isn't there, Josie? But you're right. You know, the scripture, the message that comes through that your sins kind of will find you out, you know, they kind of follow you. It's true. I think we see that in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, both of them. I mean, there's a lot of scripture there that reminds us about the foolishness of life. We're not perfect. That's why intentional living is not about perfection. It's about simply doing the next right one thing. And when we don't, get back on track, get up and keep going. Make some big decisions in your life, the big ones, and then spend the rest of your life managing it by making the little decisions every day. That's what it is. 888-888-1717. Let's go to Leroy in Texas. Hi, Leroy.
Hey, man. What's going on, my buddy?
Hey, we're doing good. How about you?
Hey, Doc, man, if there would be two words I would say to the younger Leroy.
Okay.
And obey your parents and the significant others in your life. Here's why, Dr. Randy. At the ripe age of 18, I end up going to prison with a life prison sentence, one vote away from being sentenced to death in the electric chair. Somehow, some way, through that whole experience, almost 10 years, the case was eventually reversed, and I was able to get out of that mess. But my friend, I have grandkids now, and the emphasis is on trusting and obeying your parents and the significant others in your life.
Yeah, starting with God, obviously. But Leroy,
of course,
I hope there's a young man or young woman listening right now that gets it. Now, yeah. I know when you're young, sometimes you don't, but I hope there's at least one person that heard your story that gets it. When I was a kid, we used to sing the song, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Some are singing it, right? But to trust and obey. That's why I don't sing. But that song as a kid, I mean, we sing that. I've taught it to my grandkids. If I got on the phone right now with my grandkids in Africa, they would sing along with me. Because, listen, that's a key. Leroy just said it. Learn to trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I would tell my younger self, don't let the mistakes of others define who you are.
So what would you tell yourself if you could go back in time and talk to a younger you?
I would tell my younger self that no matter how many times you're abused, physically or mentally, you're not trash.
There's still time to call Dr. Randy with your Dear Younger Me story at 888-888-1717.
Laughter and fun are important in a great marriage, and that's what you'll experience at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Well, everything Dr. Randy Carlson said was just great.
We have fun, and we enjoy each other's company, and we just love spending time together.
No matter how many years you've been married, you can always learn new things to strengthen your relationship.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, and November 16th in Tucson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
Here's a fact. The right question at the right moment with the right person can shape your life. In Nehemiah's case, he goes into prayer and he really takes the answer that he receives and allows it to change his life. On the other side, with Jonah, the response to a command from God will also shape your life. I think there's two ways that we come to a decision point in our life. One is either we're asking the right question that causes us to have to give an answer to it, or in our spirit, we really sense God speaking to us. And I think God uses both of those. I think sometimes He prompts us to ask questions. I think sometimes He just reveals. Have you ever had those experiences where you just sense in your spirit, God is just leading me? I mean, God's calling me to do something. I got to make a decision if I'm going to do it or not.
The decisions that you make matter, and that's the teaching this month.
that's going out to our monthly members of Intentional Living. If you join today, or we'll make sure that we include you in to get the teaching this month, or share a single gift and request it, we'll get it to you. We want to get that out to as many people as possible. And those who are joining as members, by the way, all new members or those increasing in monthly support, we have the brand new Intentional Living book from our Intentional Living Press called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, a book that I wrote to help you experience freedom and overcoming anxiety, anger, and fear. It's a book, an autograph. We'll get it to you. It'll be coming in from from our printer very soon. We'll get it out by the end of this month to you. So contact us. Thank you for joining in support. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. What would you tell a younger self? Donna's in New Mexico. Hi there, Donna.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What would you tell a younger Donna?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm sorry. I would say to my younger self, God loves me more than any man ever can. For you to try to get into a relationship with a man.
You broke up, but I think we got it. God's faithful. He's always there. And sometimes in relationships, they're not there, you know. And one of the things I've experienced in working with people over the years, some people grow up, and I think women in particular, but men too, have a problem sometimes relating to God as a father, a loving, caring father, when they grew up in a home without seeing a loving, caring father. And when you don't see that, boy, that creates a very damaging dynamic. So thank you, Donna. Appreciate your call. Be safe. Let's go to New Mexico. Delight is on the line. Yes. Hi, Delight. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you. Great talking with you today, Randy.
Well, I'm delighted to speak to you. I mean, that's a great name. What would you tell a younger Delight?
Well, I've been listening for a few minutes, and a lot of people really touched on stuff, but my thing would be is to have a relationship with our Lord God as soon as you know about Him.
Mm.
Having a relationship leads you to just conversate with Him on a daily basis, and pretty soon that leads you to living a intentional life with Jesus and our Lord God. And you know, I'm in a second year of life, I guess you would call it. My first one was like many, you know, full of alcohol and drugs and trying to raise children on my own and going through relationships after relationships. Mm. And how I wish I could tell my older children, if I had known Jesus then, to just embrace Him and love Him and communicate with Him, talk to Him. I now have two younger children with my second marriage, and I'm leading that with them.
Yeah.
To have that relationship in life.
See, what you are doing, though, Delight, you are doing that. You just did it to thousands of people, you know, online and on the radio by saying, hey, if you're gonna have a relationship with Christ, the sooner you do it, the better off. Don't wait until you're older and been through a lot of difficult times. But if you are older and been through a lot of difficult times, it's a great time to do it today. Appreciate that, Delight. I got two more. I want to get two more folks on it before I run out of time. Janice in Michigan, welcome to the program. What would you tell a younger Janice?
I would tell her that if she was married, to stick to her marriage no matter what, unless there's abuse. My husband and I have been married for 50 years in May.
Wow.
And we've went through some trials. And I am saved and have always been saved, came from a family that taught. And I have one son that is definitely on fire for the Lord. And my husband is not. However, many seeds have been planted, not only by me, but by other people. And I truly believe that he's going to be saved.
And that's a prayer. That's a prayer request. But you made a priority to say, "I'm going to be in this marriage. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to keep loving Him." And God bless you for sharing that today, Janice. We appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Stay the course. One more. We've got Lori, also in Michigan. Lori, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. What would you tell a younger Lori?
I would tell a younger Lori to not spend so much time being anxious and worried about things that are out of my control.
Yeah.
I lived a very anxious life, even as a small child, worrying about death and leaving my parents and things like that. And now that I'm fully, as I've aged, my faith has grown stronger and stronger, and I know that my Lord Jesus has got me no matter what happens. And the way I look at life now is the worst thing that's ever going to happen to me in life is someday I'm going to die, and I'll be home again. So I so wished I would have let loose a little bit and relaxed a little bit and not had all that extra worry.
You know, Lori, I'm right with you. In fact, you just summarized what the book Freedom from Hijacked Emotions is all about, because it's about overcoming anxiety, anger, and fear. If you'll hold on, I'm going to have Stephen get your address. I'd like to send you an autographed copy of the book because you summarized what I wrote about beautifully. And after you've read it, sounds like you got some victory already. You can pass it on and share it with someone else in your church or some a friend that'll be a blessing to you. By the way, that book, we just released it so fresh. In fact, we're waiting for it to come in from the press, from the printer. And as soon as it gets in here, we're going to get them autographed and out to all of you who we've been promising them to. So thanks to new members who've joined us as well. Your monthly support, we appreciate it. And request the book, we'll get it to you. Go to theintentionallife.com. Hey, listen, I want to remind our listeners in the Southwest about the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. It's going to be in Phoenix, actually in Mesa and Glendale, Friday night, November 8th, and Saturday night, November 9th. Two different locations, same conference. We got friends coming in from various places, driving in, flying in. Of course, people from the Valley. Love to have you be a part of it. And then in Tucson on Saturday, November the 16th, here's what we're going to do. We're going to laugh. I'm going to give a lot of stories. And I'm going to teach you the 10 things, the 10 habits that successful couples do to have intentional love in their marriage. And when you leave, here's my goal. I give you a lot of stuff, but I want you to take away one thing. And in fact, this little wristband that I wear, we're going to make that available. I'll show you, tell you what, how I'm going to make that available to you at the conference, okay? It'll be absolutely free, but I'll tell you how I'll make it available to you at the conference. The power of doing the next right one thing. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I hope you will. It's the Intentional Love Marriage Date Nights, November 8th in Mesa, November 9th in Glendale, Arizona, and then Tucson on November 16th. Thanks, team. Appreciate your work. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Amy, for helping out today. Stephen, thank you. He's on the phone. Gino over here on Facebook. Thanks for those of you joining us on Facebook Live and on the radio around the world, frankly. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.